From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. President Obama says the new tax deal he's reached with Republicans is not a perfect solution, but in his weekly address, he says it's a good deal for the American people.
The vast majority of the tax cuts in this plan will help the middle class, including a new tax cut in payroll taxes that will save the average family about $1,000.
Republicans are also extolling the agreement's virtues. Congresswoman-elect Kristi Noem of South Dakota says it will especially help small businesses. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. will be persistent when it comes to Middle East peace. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Obama administration has not been able to revive direct Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, so it is shuttling between the two for now.
Secretary Clinton is planning what she calls two-way conversations with the Israelis and Palestinians. She says the U.S. will push both sides to lay out their positions on core issues and will try to help narrow the gaps.
America is serious about peace. We know the road forward will not be easy, but we are convinced that peace is both necessary and possible. So we will be persistent and press forward.
She was speaking to the Brookings Institution Saban Forum at the end of a troubling week for U.S. peace efforts. The Obama administration gave up on its effort to persuade Israel to stop building Jewish settlements in the West Bank as a way to draw Palestinians back to the negotiating table. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
UN climate talks wrapped up this morning in Cancun with modest progress. NPR's Richard Harris reports most issues have been put off for another year.
Soon after the talks began 2 weeks ago, they seemed to be near collapse. Russia and Japan said they were not interested in extending their obligations under the existing climate treaty, the Kyoto Protocol. But many developing nations insisted that was an essential part of any climate agreement. In the end, that dispute was finessed and pushed down the road for later discussion. Delegates did agree to a few measures, such as a new plan for protecting forests around the world. Forests soak up lots of carbon dioxide. Negotiators also agreed to establish an international fund to help the poor nations of the world cope with climate change. But still unresolved is where the promised money would come from, and the amount is substantial, growing to $100 billion a year. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
Buckle up your overcoat. The wind is very cold in the upper Midwest. Heavy snow and strong winds are creating blizzard conditions in parts of South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota. Up to a foot or more of snow is forecast for the region. The Associated Press is reporting Richard Holbrook, the administration's envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, is in critical condition at a Washington hospital. He apparently had surgery this morning to repair a tear in his aorta. This is NPR News from Washington. The life of Elizabeth Edwards will be celebrated today in Raleigh, North Carolina. Her memorial service is open to the public and is expected to be packed. An advisor during John Edwards' presidential campaign says it may be a little messy getting folks in the church, but that's how she would have wanted it. Elizabeth Edwards died Tuesday after a six-year battle with cancer. In Ivory Coast, the incumbent leader, who's facing international isolation, is hinting at possible talks to end the deadlock over who won last month's disputed presidential runoff. NPR's Ophabia Quistarkin reports this is the first sign that he may be prepared to negotiate.
Laurent Gbagbo dismisses talk of a return to war in Ivory Coast and calls for negotiations to ease the crisis over the November 28th vote. Gbagbo predicts the opposing parties will sit down together and talk in due course. There's been no response to the offer from the rival camp. The Election Commission declared victory for the opposition challenger, Alassane Ouattara, certified by the United Nations and endorsed by the White House and others. The Constitutional Council, though, reversed that decision and announced Gbagbo had won. Despite mediation, the impasse continues. Both men are serving as president and have named their respective governments. Ouattara's prime minister hinted Friday things would soon return to normal. Ophelia Quistarkin, NPR News, Abidjan.
In these tight economic times, state agencies are getting creative with ways to cut corners. Corrections officials in Washington state say they've found a way to save $22,000 a year. Provide shorter socks to inmates. They also plan to switch from self-serve juice fountains to juice boxes for a savings of $120,000. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.